1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly, that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Because every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is purified by the word of God and prayer. If you remind the brothers of these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good teaching to which you have attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself, rather, to godliness, because bodily exercise profits little. But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. NCE. Therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Do not, any man despise your youth, but be an example for the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Until I come, give attendance to reading, to encouragement, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands by the church members. Meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed to yourself and to the teaching. Continue in them, because in doing this you will both save yourself and those who listen to you.